news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Members on Iron Club Joe sends the first guard to Spawner.
Try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Your number one source for comic book news, reviews, and entertainment here on RantEMRadio.com. And we have returned after a couple of weeks absent. Something took place last week that we may mention, but...
I don't know what you're talking about.
We need to get into the books. Hey, who is that? Jordan Cobb!
Yeah.
Since you didn't wait for me to... introduce you, jumping the gun. Is there something you want to say to me before we start the show?
How you doing?
Nope.
I haven't talked in a while.
Something else. Be a man about it. Be a man about it.
Seahawks lost, okay? Whatever.
No, who won?
God, you're really going to do this, aren't you?
Yes. Sore winner. That's me.
Your Super Bowl 49 champions are the New England Patriots!
And you know why they won?
Started 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, you're honored. Your kids are honored. Your families are honored.
You see that? How can you not be a winning team when you have the greatest quarterback giving you a speech like that before a game? Okay.
We're not talking to Brett Favre.
See, it's not Brett Favre. He is not the greatest quarterback. I know some people think he's God's son sent to earth to play football, and he even thought that. But how many Super Bowls Brett Favre have?
He's got one.
Just one.
Jeez, are you gonna be that? You know what? Never mind. This is not what the show is. You want sports? Maybe go listen to Inside the Locker.
I don't know. That's not on our network, so. We're here to talk comic book, people. And we are the What Are You Reading comic book show. Where's my manners? I am the Surfer. This is Jordan Cobb.
Hello.
And we would like to hear from you. So how can they do that?
Oh, you know, sir, that's what's great about this show. It's so interactive. We can listen to our fans as we do this. So if you want to go ahead and join us, that is cool. You can join us by picking up your telephone, rotary or otherwise. And dial the number 215-253-4516. We'd really appreciate it if you used that number. We really would.
What do you know about a rotary phone?
I've used rotary phones before.
And what else? Skype?
No. In real life.
No, I mean, like, what? How else can they contact us?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to get to that before you interrupted me. You can join us on Skype by adding the contact or just calling SilverSurfer_forever. Or you can go to the Rant Listen Live chat room and type out your thoughts. Go to www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live.
Okay, so how have you been, Jordan? I mean, I know last week was tough on you.
Whatever. It was the Super Bowl.
Did you watch it?
Well, yeah, I watched it.
So, aren't you glad you got a good team to take on the Seahawks this time, not somebody getting blown out?
Well, I'll admit the game was better because it was actually competitive. But whatever. I mean, but the team I chose, the team I wanted to win, didn't win. Whatever. Hey,
that was their fault. Should have been there.
Look.
Hey. Packers could have been there to lose, but they blew it.
But you know what? Super Bowl 50 will be won by the Green Bay Packers, and I'm fine with that.
No, it's not, because we're repeating.
No, you're not.
We got to get that win for the thumb.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're not.
I told
you. Again, this is comics, not sports.
I told you. Nobody listen to me all season long. I was like, nope.
We got to get back on topic.
We're on a roll.
If you're even not listening to us live, there are numerous ways in which you can listen to us. You can listen to us, The Rant, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Wrestling Call-In Show, Rex Plex, Rant in Wrestling, and Deluxe Entertainment Podcast, all on heavy rotation here on Rant EM Radio. Once again, just go to www.rantemradio.com/chat/listen/to/us/live. But you can also listen to us on the go with Rant EM mobile app, which you can get through Podbean. Podbean, that might not come through. But you can also listen to us on numerous ways. Stitcher, Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, on the internet too.
And
Blog Talk Radio.
And SoundCloud.
Oh, we're on SoundCloud now?
You know, I'm trying to upload them on the SoundCloud, yes.
Okay, SoundCloud.
All right.
Right now.
And
of course, the almighty iTunes. Subscribe to Rant EM Radio on iTunes right now for all these fine programmings. And rate us 5 stars and leave a review. It's going to help us out greatly.
Now, this is something we haven't done in a long time. Some box office numbers.
Woo! Why are we doing box office?
Well, number one movie this week.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it.
Uh-huh.
Not a real fan of the franchise, but hey, I'm just one person in a sea of madness. But SpongeBob, Sponge Out of Water, number one movie, $56 million for the weekend. It's a damn shame when you think about it, because two other big movies came out this week. Jupiter Ascending and Seventh Son, even though both of them was held back, and both of them failed miserably. Jupiter Ascending came in third place at $19 million. And that had a budget of $176 million, even though SpongeBob only had a budget of $74 million, so it's about to make his money back. Seventh Son came in fourth place with $7.1 million. Don't know the budget on that, and I don't think they really care.
Wait, the what budget?
Say it now.
What budget?
Seventh Son.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the budget
But Seventh Son isn't doing too bad overseas. It's made $83 million, so its worldwide total is 90, so that might not be a complete loss. Whereas Jupiter Ascending, which I got a review out. People listen to my review on Blog Talk Radio, the unnecessary movie review of Jupiter Ascending. And I give my honest opinion on what I thought about the film. Jupiter Ascending is making $51 million worldwide, so it's, I tell you, man, Sister Wachowski brother became a sister. I haven't liked one of their movies.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. I don't know if the correlation is there, but really, if you think about it, first Matrix movie,
yeah,
everybody
great.
Likes that.
Loved it.
Second and third Matrix movie, no.
They're just bad scripts.
I do prefer the third one over the second one. I know some people think the opposite. But that whole orgy scene in that second movie, to me, it just made me just want to just leave the theater. It just seemed out of place and unnecessary.
Well, that too.
And then, you know, okay. The way the first Matrix ended, okay. And he's on the phone. He's talking about, I'm going to show this people a world where they can do whatever they want. And you won't have control over them. You know, something of that matter. And he flies off into space. So, second movie comes around. You thinking, he done taught people how to do all that stuff he could do. Nope, just him. Only one still doing it. Everybody else still running from agents. And then you get caught up in all this other real world stuff that just wasn't cool or slick. And then what else have they done? Speed Racer, well, yeah, that's okay to watch on TV. Cloud Atlas. You saw that movie, right?
Loved Cloud Atlas.
I did not.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me is that that movie just... It didn't connect. I just felt detached from the movie. What's wrong with you for liking it?
This is a very interesting, well-engaging story with many great layered performances.
Okay. Explain to me. Now, a little spoiler here if you haven't seen it. Explain to me. Okay, I get it. It's supposed to be something about, you know, being reborn over and over.
Yeah.
All right, so Tom Hanks and Halle Berry, they're connected through time.
Yeah.
There's a scene, but the only thing happens to them is they're both sitting in a club and don't even interact with each other. And that's their connection for that timeline, which made no damn sense.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Sorry. Drunk the wrong water. Okay.
Your point?
I didn't like it. Most people didn't like it.
Okay,
that's
whatever.
That's why it bombed. But we're not going to argue that either. I asked you how you've been doing, right?
I've been doing good.
Yeah?
Read plenty of good books. Saw my lady. And I'm doing awesome.
Well,
getting paid.
Tomorrow, people, another year would have elapsed on my span of life. So, you can send cards and gifts to me somehow, some way. I appreciate it. Money's good. Gift cards. If you're out there listening and you care and you want me to be happy for the next year. Just saying. I think we've stalled long enough. Let's get into some news.
News. I don't know what the hell I just did.
Let's talk about the Daredevil trailer first.
Oh, dude, let's do it.
Now, I've seen the trailer. I saw the trailer at Comic-Con. And, of course, I saw some footage. So, this is nothing new to me. So, you tell me what you thought of it.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to surprise anyone when I say I'm a big Daredevil fan. I think I've made my feelings on the character known quite a bit and why I'm absolutely head over heels gay balls for Mark Waid's run right now. Uh-huh. So, I was anticipating this. This looks great.
Well, this is more Frank Miller-ish.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying. Daredevil's one of my absolute favorite characters. And I'm saying, this looks, this sounds, this feels like a Daredevil show.
Yeah, it's definitely rough, rugged, and raw with this one. I saw, in the trailer, you see him go into that room.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the extended fight scene. Man, that shit gets brutal at times. I mean, it's some hard knuckle fighting between them. And he's not just easily whipping this guy's ass. He takes a beating himself before he eventually wins. And, you know, when you look at the casting up close, the guy that got playing Foggy, he looks like a Foggy. Got the right person for Karen Page. Vincent D'Onofrio is playing the Kingpin. And he just looks cold and still when you see him. Like, he just looks like he's heartless. I mean, he's never going to have... No, they're never going to get somebody the size of the Kingpin in the comic book, which is why they used Michael Clark Duncan in the movie, because he was the closest to the size they need. But you're not finding no 500-pound guy that's light on his feet and mostly muscle. Unless they... getting back to sports real quick. There's a kid that just got drafted, just got signed to BYU.
Okay.
6'7", 410 pounds.
Yo, this ain't sports town.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's the closest you're going to get to somebody that's like the kingpin.
Well.
I mean, unless they use like the Big Show.
Man, all this Big Show can act.
Yeah, I mean, if he could act, that's what he'd be doing right now. They definitely would use him. Somebody like.
But yeah, this is obviously going to be more based off the Frank Miller era of Daredevil, but I'd also say the Anne Nketi run, which where Daredevil took off after Miller. Definitely because the costume there is also from The Man Without Fear. But you know what? It just looks great. It just looks, again, just looks like a Daredevil show. It feels like a Daredevil show. And I can already tell, with the way they framed the trailer through the confessional at the Catholic Church in New York, with Matt, they get the character. I think Charlie Cox is still going to be an exceptional choice as Daredevil. I think he's going to do a great job.
Well, yeah, from what I've seen, yeah, he's good for the role. Marvel seems, you know, they when they came out on stage, man, they was like, yeah, we found our Daredevil. And, you know, they told us, they was telling a story about how at the time they didn't have the rights back. When they thought they found the right guy, and then they got the rights back, and it was like, let's do it. So now we're getting all this on TV. And,
on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah, so.
All 13 episodes.
I'm going to need your password come April.
Oh, jeez, okay? Really?
Hook a brother up. You know, it's for the show.
I have someone else on rant.
It's for the show, okay? Just remember that.
All 13 episodes of Daredevil will be available for streaming April 10th, and I will not be going outside that weekend. I'm gonna be staying inside watching Daredevil.
When did the trailer come? Was it this week or before?
Yeah, it was this week.
Okay, so something happened before the Super Bowl that we didn't get to talk about because we didn't do a show, and I'm trying to remember.
Fantastic Four?
Oh, yeah, okay, so we did talk about it. Okay, then we should. Two weeks ago, the new Fantastic Four trailer came out, and it was highly anticipated because all the rumors we've been hearing, and you know, the speculation, this is going to suck, and this is terrible, and Fox is messing up. Fox don't know what they're doing, and people don't like Johnny Storm being black, and all kinds of problems. And then they was wondering, okay, this movie's coming out, where's the trailer? Because you've gotten the Avengers, you've gotten Ant-Man, you've gotten all these other trailers. Star Wars is a year away from now, right? You got a trailer for that. No Fantastic Four to be seen. Finally, they dropped that teaser trailer. And I kind of like it.
I'm...
You just mad because you just want to hold on to your principles.
No. That's my honest reaction to the trailer. I really didn't get that much.
I saw Promise. I did.
I'm not saying the movie. I'm not basing my opinion on the fucking trailer. That's stupid to do.
No. I can, but you can only speculate what you see in a trailer. The purpose of
teaser. Listen, we didn't get much out of a teaser.
Right. The purpose of a trailer is to get you peaked, get you excited.
More so of a teaser, got to tickle the balls now, a little bit.
Now, I think though, we might get. What I've been thinking is going to happen all along. We're going to get a pretty good movie, just not a good Fantastic Four movie.
See, I just don't like the dark tones. I still think their description of gritty, realistic is stupid. I don't need that with the Fantastic Four.
Hey, well.
I just don't. But, hey, I'm not making the movie, so... Look, I think the movie looks okay. I'm just...
I trust the director, okay? I do. I think...
He's only done one movie.
Yeah, he did a fantastic movie, too.
That is true.
And I think he can follow that up. Just to... I think he had a script, and it got warped into Fantastic Four, and we'll see. I mean, all we can hope is that we enjoy the movie, regardless of whether or not it's really Fantastic Four. Okay, I think that's the best we can hope for, and that's what we should hope for. That the movie's enjoyable. Okay, I can live with an enjoyable movie that's not really Fantastic Four. Then to have a bad Fantastic Four movie that's
actually... Well, say, if I see a Fantastic Four movie and it doesn't feel like Fantastic Four, I think it's failed at its job.
But that doesn't mean it won't be a good movie. But
Maybe, but it won't be a Fantastic Four movie. It'll fail at that if it doesn't feel like a Fantastic Four movie.
I know. I get it. I understand what you're saying.
So. Look, again, my thoughts on this trailer is just okay. I'm saying this is just a teaser trailer. I need something a little more.
What you think about the Ted 2 trailer?
That was pretty good.
Did you see
that? I kind of liked it better when it was released with the unfinished special effects. That was hilarious.
Did you see the Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, with your precious Tom Brady and his golden dick.
I don't know if that was what that light was, but I'm just saying.
Really?
You know, hey, if I'm Ted now, I wouldn't mind the donation from Tom Brady either. But I'm not Ted. I can.
Ah, you better off with Aaron Rodgers.
I can handle my own business. You mean Aaron Rodgers, who a couple weeks ago? Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I want my kids to be a winner and not have to use to resort to questionable tricks or tactics.
Okay. All right. Don't make me play that speech again for you. You've been warned.
Look, Fantastic Four. Me and Sarah are obviously gonna see it. We're gonna review it for you guys, and. Hey, I'm hoping for a good movie. I want a good Fantastic Four movie. The Fantastic Four is one of my absolute favorite comic properties. They're one of the
even though it's coming to an end.
But well, well, I'm sad that petty squabbling between Fox and Marvel's happened, but well, I'd be even more
upset. I dropped the book a few months ago because I...
You just got to my next point. I would be more upset if I was still reading it because the book wasn't that good.
Yeah, James Robinson was failing miserably. I thought that
it would have been a good fit.
I thought Winterkorn didn't do a good job either. What's his name? He does the Uncanny Avengers right now.
Rick Remender,
yes.
I think he'd actually do a great job.
I thought he did not do a great job. He may have did a decent job on FF, but on Fantastic Four.
Wait, has Remender written Fantastic Four?
Isn't that who just wrote...
That's Matt Fraction.
Oh, sorry, Matt Fraction. My bad. Thanks for correcting. See, that's why I have Jordan here. So, yeah, Matt Fraction failed... Rick Remender, yeah, I don't want him near Fantastic Four either.
What? I think he'd be great with it.
No, because if he doesn't, then we'll have to deal with Apocalypse all over again. And I'm tired of Apocalypse. Really am. 6 freaking years of Apocalypse, it seems like, with this guy. But anywho, did you see the Tomorrowland spot?
I saw all Super Bowl spots.
Okay, so what'd you do about Tomorrowland?
Really cool, excited.
Now, I saw more footage at Comic-Con. I'm really sold on it.
There you go, bragging again.
I'm not bragging. I'm doing... Oh, Jordan. I'm not bragging. They showed us a scene where the girl is in the home of... Sorry. My brain ain't functioning today. George Clooney. Yeah. And then this police force is trying to get into the home. And George Clooney is using all kinds of traps and weapons. And this police force is like mechanized. They're like robots. And he's using all kinds of traps and devices to like get away from these robots with this girl. And they didn't quite let you know why this happened, whether or not Clooney was hiding and they was after him or the girl triggered something. But it was it's a pretty exciting scene they showed. So who would have thought that a movie based on a Disney theme park would
You know what's even movie. Better? It's a movie about scientific exploration with a young female lead in it, with a young female cast in the lead.
I know.
This is awesome!
I know.
You all need to be going seeing Tomorrowland, or I'm going to hit you.
You ready to talk about some of the TV shows we saw this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you want to start with?
Start with Agent Carter.
Got some Harlan Commandos this week.
Woohoo!
Now, you know, one of the things throughout Agent Carter has been that she's working at a place where the men don't respect her just because of her gender. And they don't think she's equal on their level. They don't even think she's intelligent, even as a woman, okay? And so a situation, and she's determined to prove to them she's just as capable as any man. And we know as the viewer, she's even more capable than these guys are, okay? So a situation comes up where they need to go into Russia, and she's like, well, I know the terrain. I know Russian. I need to go on this mission. And their natural instinct is like, no, we can't let the woman go over there. You'll get killed. You'll get hurt.
See, that was kind of my problem with the episode, because it fell back on relying that whole 40s old men are in charge thing. Too goddamn much.
Well, that's the way the world was.
I know, but they don't need to keep bringing it up so much, which is what just one of my problems with the pilot.
And so she's like, "Look, I can get you the Howling Commandos to help." And they're like, "Well, you can do that. Then we'll let you go." And they don't believe her. And she's like, "It's done." So they go over there. They meet up with the Howling Commandos. And she shows herself more than capable of handling herself and getting the job done in the eyes of the guy she's been wanting to prove that she is a real agent and she's just as capable. I was surprised it killed off a couple of Howling Commandos.
But more importantly, they did not kill Dum Dum Dugan.
Yeah, because...
Dum Dum Dugan is amazing.
I think that would have been a... That would have been a tragedy. Talk about somebody who like closely fits the character that they casted when they casted
Neil McDonald's
Dum Dum Dugan.
I mean, he's just perfect casting. He really is. He absolutely exemplifies how much fun the character of Dum Dum Dugan is.
And of course. She doesn't trust Howard Stark because of what happened the week before with the whole, oh, you got to get this weapon. Oh, it was really Steve Rogers' blood and blah, blah, blah. And Dottie, which is one of her neighbors, is a girl, a woman who talked her into moving next door. Turns out she's a Russian agent. She might be the Black Widow of that era.
The OG.
And her role in this will play out, and we start to see more and more, and we saw how she was raised to be a killer and be a spy, and you know, handcuffed to the bed at night as part of the brainwashing she went through. But now, of course, next week, even now that Peggy is being accepted as one of the guys, she's going to be on the run because they're going to know she's been playing them. But I'm digging. I'm loving this show, man. I hope we get a full season next year.
I'm enjoying it, too, and its contribution to the MCU of the Black Widow Academy is very good. Again, I thought this episode was good. It's not so much the parts back at home. I think when the scene with Dottie exploring her apartment was good, but again, the bringing up of the male chauvinistic attitude again, of the 40s again.
We'll see, Jordan.
Maybe just a bit too much.
Jordan, you gotta...
Hey, okay. Don't call me an idiot, because I know that was
First of all, don't put words in my mouth, okay? I wasn't going to call you an idiot. See, I was going to say, I get it. You was raised as a wimp, and you bow down to women in their ways, and that's fine. But in the 40s, men were men, damn it.
I noticed, but again, their reliance on bringing it up again and again was annoying.
But you don't know. Neither one of us was living back then, so that may be how it actually was all the time. And
it could be, but again.
So then that's, don't sugarcoat it. I mean,
what's even more annoying is that they keep doing this, but yet they even do bring up how
she is a woman.
She fought alongside Captain America, right. And that she is an experienced. Yet they just want to be like, well, she has boobs.
Okay. These guys, they don't know what she did with Captain America. All they assume was she was just, at best, they thought what you hear in a radio show in that first episode, she was being rescued half the time. That she didn't go out and actually do field work and kick ass and was respected by Steve Rogers. They don't know that. And, you know, she goes between two worlds, okay? She goes to this world it was the SSR, right? It's called the SSR?
Yeah, the SSR.
Right? Where she's frowned upon, she's looked down, she's marginalized. Then she goes to the place where she's living with these women. Most of them seem to accept their role in this society, and they're not trying to break out in any way, shape, or form.
Again, it's the over-reliance of bringing that up is just so we could have like a great arc. We already knew this was going to happen. Just her up showing them, just they just pile on too much is my problem. That's my problem. All right, that's just it.
Well, what are you doing to change the world we live in?
I'm drinking alcohol. Youths of America don't get their hands on it.
Are you being wimpified? You're a wimp.
You sound like my brother sounding stupid like that.
Hey, tell your brother to give me a call. No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing.
You do not want to talk to my younger brother.
You know I'm playing with you. Okay, but anyway,
Flash. So, what?
Flash.
Yes, let's talk about Flash.
I liked the episode. I didn't think it was great.
No, I didn't either. I mean, okay, here's what I think worked about this episode. We're talking about Crazy for You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, when we're done discussing the episode as a whole, let's save the end tag for like a separate discussion of that.
What do you mean the end tag? What's the end tag?
Grodd?
Oh.
Well, I guess cat's out of the bag now, but here's what I really liked. I guess I could also retroactively say the same about the sound and the fury.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the character stuff the most. The progression and development of them was very nice. I also thought the villains were interesting, although I think Pied Piper had a more interesting story, whereas Peekaboo's story for the episode was just okay. It just really wasn't that engaging or involving. As being like a meta-human Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, the thing with Peekaboo is she really wasn't a bad person. She just...
Well, yeah. I mean, it was in the comics, yeah.
Just in love with the wrong guy, and the wrong, and that guy's getting her into trouble.
But again, I just didn't think the story... I just didn't think that story in particular was well put together and developed.
Now, of course, I got no... Did they follow up on investigating Wells this week?
Or no, not so much.
See, there you go. That's a storyline that they should stay on like every week.
Well, I agree. They need, that has some promise to it. But I'll also say again, with the while Peekaboo's story was a mark against the episode, again, I think the actress herself was good, and that the final fight scene between her and Flash in the tunnel, very nicely done, and she provided a great foil for the Flash, being someone that could honestly match him on power levels, with being able to move from one place to another. And I really love the stuff with John Wesley's ship in this episode.
Yeah.
I absolutely...
You think he's getting out by the end of the season?
Maybe. I'm not sure on that one. But I love the scene between him and Grant Gustin at the end of the episode. It's wonderful. What are your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. I have nothing to really expand on as far as that particular episode. I got through it. I'm happy for it, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's not. But even a lesser episode like this still makes me say
what I need to see is some more development of Flash's powers.
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, that was supposed to be what they were working on coming back from the break.
Well. Again, even with a lesser episode of this, I still say Flash is the best of all.
Let's see him vibrate through a wall or something, or what is he going to run around the Earth?
As I was trying to say before you said that, I still think Flash is the best of these of these shows airing right now.
I don't. I think it has a way to go to catch up to Arrow, which was the third week in a row without Arrow. It was arrowless.
Oh, by the way, Grodd shows up at the end tag of The Flash. And it looks awesome.
Well, let's see if this is a walking, talking gorilla. And they're using some Planet of the Apes effect. And not some gorilla costume. And
it looks to be an effect.
Okay. Let's see what happens when he talks, and let's see what kind of mind powers he has, whether he has it or not. He's just an intelligent ape.
Okay.
And so Arrow. Oliver was thought to be dead, and maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but he was revived or rescued by Katana, who... Of course, Alva needs to get back to the city because it's going to hell in a handbasket. Brick, who's the villain that they've been dealing with the last few episodes.
Vinny Drone.
Yes. Has been taking over the Glades. Why don't everybody want to take over the Glades? I mean, the Glades is like the worst place to live.
I guess it's like easy pickings.
I kind of realize
that. You see how shitty the Glades are?
Yeah, I know that. But that's the thing. I mean...
Hey, everyone's got to start somewhere.
And so you got Arsenal, who, sad thing about Arsenal is everybody seems to know who he is under that mask. It's like
Captain. Okay, I love that moment with Captain Lance. That was great.
I mean, when you're only a certain height, and you wear the same color, in your regular clothes. And in your costume, it's not hard to figure out who you are. But why haven't they figured out who Arrow is? Yes.
Well, I can easily answer. He's just handsomely deceptive. He's just deceptively handsome.
Well, I mean, come on now. Captain Lance. Thought it was him. So, it's just no reason not to think it's still not him.
And yet, he was able to think of a way that threw everyone off.
I think he knows, and he's just pretending not to know. Because remember last season, he told his daughter, look, I don't want to know because I need him to be something. And if I put a real face on him, then he can't be what I need him to be. And the city needs him to be. So, Brick, of course, is a... He's a metahuman in a way, but not quite on Arrow. And he's taking over the Glades. And so Roy and the new Black Canary, Laurel, is trying to stop him. And Felicity, why are they doing this to her? Why are they doing this to her character? Can you explain this to me? All she's done all 3 episodes just whine and cry and show a lot of weakness, not vulnerability, and that you can understand. But it's just I was ready to send her home because everything had her crying, everything had her upset. What do you think? What do you think the way they made Felicity the last few episodes?
Well, one, I think almost anyone would kind of be in the same situation, knowing that their best friend and someone they potentially, you know, honestly love, had fucking died.
Okay, it's like she knew this from the beginning that this could happen. Okay,
but look.
And then
I will say this. I love that scene between her and Oliver in the alley of her dance. I think it was.
And then who was she to be on a high horse about Michael Merlin, which we'll get into in a minute, but.
Okay.
Hold on, we'll get into that in a minute. I want to continue.
No, we this is tied to the Malcolm's thing because.
Hold up, let me finish this and we get into it. So,
no.
It turns out that Michael Merlin's wife was murdered many, many years ago by Brick. And, of course, that gives Michael Merlin an incentive to get involved. Because he really doesn't care. He says he cares about the city, but he really doesn't care enough that when Brick is taken over for him to do anything about it. Because he's worried about saving his own ass from the League of Assassins. But now he wants to be involved and get revenge on the person who killed his wife. And look, they need to stop Ra's al Ghul. And the only person that's on his side that could possibly do it is Michael Merlin. So why doesn't Felicity get on board with that? No one's saying make him part of the team. Or that he shouldn't pay for what he may have done in the future.
Well, you know, I've had a while to think about this since the episode aired on Wednesday, and it's Sunday now. You know, Felicity feels Oliver is, you know, on a certain result, yes, that she feels Oliver is betraying everything he stands for by doing something like this. By dealing with the devil himself. But Oliver is desperate at this point. He needs to not only save himself and Fia, but you know, he's gonna have to save Starling City because Raz is gonna come after the entire city. He's gonna say, I don't care. I'm going to kill every fucking body here. And, in some part I want to be upset with Felicity, but yeah, I could understand her because she feels like she's being betrayed by someone, by something she honestly believes in. That she doesn't know, she's not even sure what is really going on anymore. What should be right and what should be wrong. With what Oliver's doing. I think Emily Bett-Ricard acted the hell out of that scene. And while, as it is, Felicity shippers on Tumblr and such won't be upset. Will be upset with this scene. I quite like it. I think it was a good acting showcase for Emily Bette Ricard, and really, really brings up an interesting dynamic that's going to come up with some awkwardness between Team Arrow when they're having to put together. It's like, oh, information on this week's criminal, and you know where you need to go, GPS locations, and all that. I like the scene. I think she is, again, part of me is like, Felicity, this is desperate times, desperate measures. We must do whatever is possible. But yet, the other part of me, it does, cannot blame her for thinking the ultimate symbol of good that's brought something to Starling City, that's helped her believe in something good, is suddenly dealing with the bad. Like, actively going against what they of what they're believing in. That's just my thing.
Okay.
I hope I made enough of a good point for you listeners.
I just wish they would calm Felicity down. Have her even kill. Stop with this emotional stuff she's been going through lately. I mean, that's what bothered me with women characters. Is they always got to write them crying or upset or needing to be rescued or pining for someone.
Not all of them.
I mean, that bothers me more than what you was talking about with Agent Carter. And Felicity.
Oh no, it bothers me too.
Felicity wasn't like that, but until partial way through last season, all of a sudden she's pining for Oliver, and now she's whining over everything because they. I guess okay. There's three women on this show. Okay, three major women. Okay.
There is now.
No, there's always been.
Okay.
So first season, the sister was weak.
Thea.
Weak in everything, right?
Yeah.
Then when they strengthened her up at the beginning of the season, Laurel became the weak link.
I'd argue Laura's been the weak link constantly.
But no, okay. First season she wasn't that weak. But when she started all this boozing and complaining and acting like it was Arrow's fault that Tommy died. Okay. Then when she righted her ship, then Thea became weak again. Everybody's lying to me. Even though she's been full on lying all this season, and everybody's still lying to her. I mean, she needs to get over that. Why would you lie to me? Only the truth can be the right thing.
Of and course, set us free.
Of course, she's lying all the time with damn self. So now that she's not weak anymore because of you know, being trained to be a killer, even though she doesn't want to be a killer. And Laurel's learning how to fight, so she wants to go out there and kick ass. They turn to Felicity to be the whiner and the weakling. And none of these characters need to be or have to be, or do you... You don't need to have someone in that role. And when the show realizes that, it'll be a happy day for everybody.
And look, the issues as well with how female characters are often written within comics and comic properties. I agree. Now, there are exceptions to the rules. Like, there are incredibly well-written female characters. But yeah, you brought up the tropes of emotion, you know, being the, you know, one that brings all the emotion and whatnot, and being a damsel in distress. And all that, and just being a love interest. I agree. That's some bullshit that's still going on today, but you know, it takes exceptional writers to not make that happen, and while they have done a great job with Felicity so far, again, I'm halfway there with you. Again, I see both sides of this. I like the scene, in all honesty, for the acting. And also hilarious memes that upset all the city surfers, because, I don't know, schadenfreude. But look, again, I agree. It's a terrible way to kind of write the character, but you kind of can't blame her for how much stock and belief she's put into Oliver's mission for her to see that he suddenly thinks, oh no, for her to think this suddenly means nothing because of what he's doing, because of who he's pairing himself with. Again, I say, look, Felicity, desperate times, desperate measures. But I can also see why she would be upset with this, why she's angry at Oliver for this exact reasoning.
And Diggle, he did show himself to be the leader that he needed to be while Oliver was absent. But he needs a mask too, man. He's running out there. That's another reason why you should figure out this Oliver Queen, because everybody knows Diggle's Oliver Queen's
Diggle don't give a fuck
driver. So if he's out there running around with an Uzi or a machine gun, then it's not hard to figure out.
Yeah, but Diggle's still cool.
Diggle's the man. Everybody loves Diggle.
Diggs. And hey, we're getting another Suicide Squad episode soon.
I know.
With Diggle as a main focus. Again.
You think his woman is playing him?
Lila?
Yes.
Nah. I think that's true.
Because everybody,
true love there, man. True
everybody,
love.
Everybody thinks that she may be playing him in a way. Not that she doesn't.
What? I've never heard this.
Not that she doesn't care for him, but that she's kind of manipulating him to
come back to Argus.
He never worked for Argus, but to do Argus' bidding.
Oh, to come to Argus. Okay. That
not come to Argus, but do whatever they need done.
Okay. You know what? Maybe. This is a subject I think that could go for a longer discussion, but we need other shows to talk about. Fair enough?
We talking about other shows? What other shows are we talking about?
Gotham.
Oh, Gotham. Okay. I liked it.
I half liked it.
We're getting the origins of the Scarecrow. Now, we had the Scarecrow's pappy going around making people fearful to steal their organs in order to get the adrenaline to make his little fear toxin, which, of course, his son will take full advantage of in the future, as we know.
Indeed.
I think the father going to get killed.
Gerald Crane.
Yeah.
Played by Julian Sands.
It didn't click to me at first when it was like Crane. I'm like, okay, yeah, Crane. I know Crane. I don't. Oh, okay, now I get it. Yeah. And little Brucey is back, but he's not showing me he's Batman material yet.
Yeah. Okay. As I said, I half liked this episode. Let me see what I did like. Once again, the Penguin! He is consistently the best thing about this show. I am thankful every time Robin Lord Taylor is on screen. Gordon. I also like some humanizing of Bullock. Because Bullock's in love. Aw, yeah, sweet. And also, a sense of progression. Now that Gordon and the Captain and Bullock had taken down Flass and his dirty involvement in the death of that witness of last week, I feel like now that there's been a there's a new dichotomy among the GCPD and some resentment. It's good. It's honestly some very interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. I actually think the Scarecrow stuff is kind of interesting. How Gerald was trying to screw the pituitary gland.
I thought the Fish Mooney stuff was cool. I mean, she's not going away yet.
I wish she was.
No, she's not. She's going to last to the end of the season before she's offed.
By the way, can we talk about Fish Mooney? What the hell was up with that ending?
Well, I don't know. Either
suddenly Fish Mooney's on a boat trying to get out of Gotham City, all la-di-da, then suddenly pirates.
Were they pirates, or they were just, were they after her, or they was trying to rescue?
I don't know. I'm just going to assume pirates, because it was on the sea.
Because I get the,
out at sea.
I get the feeling that that guy, she knows him, and it's they're cool. Like, you saw them charge each other?
Yeah, it was like a Mortal Kombat match.
I think she's going to jump into his arms come next episode.
Really? How they were looking at.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know. But
this will be Gotham's obligatory thanks. By the way, the episode focusing on the origins of Jonathan Crane. This will be Gotham's obligatory Valentine's episode.
I caught up with Constantine.
Yeah, dude, Constantine's so good.
What do you think about his smoking?
It's cool. That's good.
Now, he's not really smoking. Like he's had
smoking.
No. He's had lit cigarettes in his mouth, and he's had it in his hand. He's not inhaling. He's not puffing. You noticed that, did you? Like, I noticed he had the lit cigarette in his mouth, but he's talking. Not once did he take a drag on it, or inhale, or puff, or anything. So, technically, he's not smoking, even though he got lit cigarettes in his mouth. But at least they're getting away with that, so. But, is there any word yet what is coming back next season?
No word, and the season finale, that's how they said it on the promo, season finale is this upcoming Friday, February 13.
You know,
so I will say I like the past two couple episodes. One, we got the past few episodes. One, we got to get a nice good look at Chaz.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cool. I thought last week's was excellent with Richie Simpson coming on, Jeremy Davies guest performing. Very nicely done. Very interesting episode. And this week with a nice focus on Zed.
I think the problem with the show, not a problem as far as it's not being a good show, but as far as viewership, I think what the network thought would help it is actually hurting it, and it's the fact that it's on the same night as Grimm, so it's like watching the same thing in a way.
Yeah, by the way, ratings on this episode were down.
So I think 2 hours of similar stuff is the problem. If it was on another day, it'd probably be doing better. But
I would, but look, there are rumors circulating. I should emphasize that word. Rumors that Constantine could move to Sci-Fi Channel and be rebranded as Hellblazer.
Oh, that'd be nice. Finally get something good on Sci-Fi. Well,
you never watched Alphas?
No, I don't watch Alphas.
Warehouse 13?
No.
What's wrong with you?
The only Sci-Fi show I've been watching is Defiance.
I haven't gotten around to that yet. I keep hearing it's great.
And, of course, when they took Doctor Who off Sci-Fi, I was like, okay.
But you got Netflix and the BBC for that.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, Doctor Who started off with Sci-Fi before with the BBC. See, man, BBC.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Oh, Grimm, though. Such a fabulous show. It's, They find ways to spice that show up, and my man's girlfriend is now a Hexen Beast, which is basically a witch, and that's gonna cause some problems. And the thing is, the person who got her name is Juliet. That's the Grimm's girlfriend. The person that got her in this situation is gonna get confronted next week, and they're gonna have a badass fight. Trust me, this woman is not going to be ready for Juliet. There's a Hexen Beast named Alan. She's been causing problems since day one on that show. And at some point, she needs to die because she's caused everybody some kind of pain and misery that wouldn't happen if somebody would just offer. And they think they stopped her, and of course she does some other shit. But I think she may die next week for sure. I don't know, because she may last throughout the whole entire episode. But I can't wait to Nick Burkhart's, that's the name of the grandmother, comes back. Cause that's a bad woman. And you haven't done your homework assignment yet, have you?
Surfer,
I asked you to watch two episodes. That was it. Two episodes. And I asked you to watch the whole thing. And so you get an F.
It's just not my kind of show.
Because you don't like good shows. You like bad shows like Fringe. Well, and
Fringe is awesome.
Yeah, bullshit.
Fringe was great.
Mm-hmm.
Fringe kept me engaged. Grimm didn't.
Because you don't know, you don't understand the nuances, the complexities of that show.
Really?
Yes, it's above your pay grade.
I think I understood Grimm just fine. I was like, this is just isn't my type of show. This is whatever. Whatever.
So that's it for TV shows, right? We miss anything?
No.
Of course, we'll all be watching Walking Dead returning tonight.
And we'll be talking about that premiere next week.
You think they're going to come out with a bang or is going to
bang?
So you think either somebody's going to die or a lot of zombies' heads are going to go rolling?
Yeah. I believe this season's going to... I believe the upped quality of this season is going to continue.
I think this episode is going to be about them getting over Beth's demise.
Yeah, I'm already over Beth.
I'm not.
You can still mourn a boring character.
She wasn't born. She was jailbait.
Yes, she was.
She was young and tender, and she was calls.
Okay, you should not describe a child as young and tender.
She wasn't really a child.
Still.
She looked like a child. She looked like she was like 12 or 13.
Okay, we're going to stop right now before we get the police called on.
No, I'm just saying. That was the thing about Beth. She looked so damn young. But those last couple episodes, she did not. But, you know, Carl had his sights set on her. And now... he's not going to find any loving in this universe. Poor Carl. He's lost all the women in his life. I mean, what is a growing young man supposed to do?
Who knows?
All right. Okay. Yeah, we've got a whole show. We haven't even really did any news.
Hey, Surfer.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on Brian Michael Bendis?
Well, I think he's one of the better Marvel writers. I get it that everybody don't think he does good work. I enjoyed his run on The Avengers up until the end, where I think he had ran out of things to say. I do understand that what he's done on X-Men was pretty good. I don't know if it's still good now. I've not kept up.
Okay. Well,
I'm not done.
Okay.
In Guardians, I don't know why he was given Guardians per se, but that's fine. Why? So, I mean, I know what you know why you brought that up, but what were you about to say?
I was going to say, so how you feel about Bendis wanting to write exclusively for Marvel?
That's what he's been doing for the past 10 years.
Yeah, but. Okay, let's put it in this terms. They've been going out for a while. They've been married per se, but now Marvel's just officially put the ring on.
It wasn't like he wrote for DC. His powers book was even being published by DC. I mean by Marvel. After a while, so it was basically an exclusive deal. So, like, did they back up the Brinks truck for him?
Well, hold on. My computer isn't quite loading up the story right now. Okay, so yeah, we got a Bendis double whammy on, what day was it? On Wednesday, when it was announced that Michael Bendis was ending his time on X-Men. He is leaving Uncanny and All-New X-Men. The details about All-New X-Men are unknown at this moment, but
with
Uncanny X-Men, he is leaving with issue 600.
With Secret Wars coming, and then the new, all-new, new, brand-new Marvel Universe springing out of that, you know they're going to have everybody change books. But they haven't announced what franchise he's going to take over. I mean, unless he's going to be the Fantastic Four scribe, what else is there for him to write? On a long term, unless he... I mean, is he going to take over the regular Spider-Man book? That's the only other franchise he got, right? Either that or Fantastic Four. He's done Avengers. He's done X-Men. He's done Daredevil. Maybe he'll do some more space books. I don't know.
Yes. He signed an exclusive deal with Marvel, and as we mentioned, he is leaving the X-Men side of Marvel.
So
there is no word.
That means that his books will be a $5.
Yeah, they most likely will be. But there's also no word on the future of the all new X-Men book or Uncanny for all we know. So hey, there you go. That's some news. Surfer?
Yes.
You didn't say anything.
That's some news about what?
I was trying to make sense. I was saying, well, yeah, that's some news, and I was going to let you take on whatever the hell I was going to say after that.
Oh, you want me to go to the next story?
Yeah, next story.
Well, we might as well go with the big news that was dropped on Friday, even though I wasted my time watching The View and didn't see it on there. Marvel has announced an all-female Avengers book, A-Force.
Who's yes, writing? They have.
I forgot who's writing A-Force. Hold on. Give me a sec.
Well, I don't...
Hold on. Give me a sec.
It's being co-written by G. Willow Wilson.
Yes. G. Willow.
Okay. G. Willow Wilson and Marguerite Bennett with Jorge Molina on the art.
And this is going to features heroes of Rogue, Storm, Wasp, Elektra, Aurora, Spectrum, Black Widow, Firestar, Hellcat, Jubilee, Moondragon, and others. And this is springing out of Secret Wars. And it's a long overdue. I know some people think it's a gimmick and don't understand why it would be an all-female Avengers team. But no one complains when it's an all-male team, so.
So shut the hell up.
And the all-female X-Men team has been decent, right?
It's been one of the most consistent books.
Right. It's Captain Universe going to be part of this team?
I do not know.
Or is she going to disappear after Secret Wars?
I don't know.
Because I haven't seen her much lately in the Avengers book.
I think she might disappear. Again, I don't know.
But who is Spectrum?
Never, I really don't know.
Not Spectrum. I know who Spectrum is. Aurora.
Yeah.
Who's Aurora?
Again, yeah, I don't really quite know.
Spectrum is
my mind might be blanking.
Spectrum is the former former Captain Marvel who was Monica Rambeau.
Then why were you asking?
No, I just remembered. That's why I was like, yeah, I know what Spectrum is.
Okay, that's cool. Well, Marvel is not one. Well, yes. Well, it seems like that same day, we got a big bunch of news from DC.
Okay.
As to what's going to be happening with DC post-convergence. People! The new 52, it seems, will be finite.
Yes, this experiment is over. So, are they going back, or are they just going to
start something all new? Well, it seems like DC is no longer using the new 52 monitor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they
cause or it's not, branding.
Oh, so they're not getting rid of this particular universe.
Doesn't seem so.
Oh, okay. Yet. Okay.
Well, yet again, it's convergence is something that's dealing with multiple universes, multiple timelines, an alternate world. So again, it seems that they're no longer using, again, to clarify, it seems they're no longer using the moniker or the branding of the new 52, and that the timeline's been launched since 2011 will be more or less sticking around with a new emphasis that it's brand new. And DC made this announcement to change
the
readership of comics.
Are they just going to just drop the new 52 when, however Superman is now, is where he's going to be after Convergence? There's no changing. There's no bringing back the old Wally West. There's no none of that, right? Everything's still the way it is.
I'm not entirely too sure.
Okay.
But the DO described as wanting to change the readership of comics. Described the changing readership of comics. He said, quote, "We're seeing more diversity in our audience. We're seeing a younger crowd. We're seeing people really enthusiastic about comics. So what we're trying to do is embrace all our audiences to create product that I feel talks to everybody."
I don't know if that's actually true or not, that he's seeing younger audiences.
Well, I'm going to list off some books. Now, these are 25 titles that are continuing after Convergence. Action Comics, Aquaman, Batgirl, Batman, Detective Comics, Batman, Superman, Catwoman, Deathstroke, Flash, Gotham Academy, Gotham by Midnight, Grayson, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Harley Quinn, Justice League, Justice League United, Lobo, Secret Six, Sinestro, New Suicide Squad, Superman, Wonder Woman, Teen Titans, Wonder Woman.
And that's not 52 titles, so of course you can't call it the new 52.
Yeah, there will be more about 49 books. So here are the new titles. Here are the new titles that are going to be coming out. I will try my best. This list does not describe whether or not these are miniseries or not, since there are miniseries. Hold on. Hey, fill time. Fill air.
Well, I'm looking at the BAFTA winners for tonight that's coming on TV. And let's see. Trying to see who won Best Actor.
I want to guess.
It was not Michael Keaton for Birdman.
Who was it?
It was that overacting Eddie Redmayne for Jupiter Ascending. So we don't have no reason to talk about the BAFTAs, since it doesn't apply to us, since Birdman didn't win anything. Oh, no.
Okay,
sorry.
Here we go.
It won, Lego Movie won Best Animated Feature.
All right, I got the list. Oh, that is cool. There will be 4 6-issue miniseries. Batmite Bizarro, Harley Quinn Power Girl,
Section 8. Come out. Batmite and Bizarro, 2 separate books or one
separate
book? Separate. Okay. Continue.
And these are the new titles that are coming from DC after Convergence. Convergence. Batman Beyond, Black Canary. Constantine, the Hellblazer. Cyborg, Dark Universe. Green Lantern, Lost Army. Doomed. Earth 2, Society. Doctor Fate, Justice League of America. Justice League 3001. Martian Manhunter. Midnighter. Mystic U. Omega Man. Prez, Red Hood, Arsenal, Robin, Son of Batman, Starfire, We Are Robin.
Sounds cool. Sounds good.
Oh, it does sound very cool.
Okay, Birdman won Center Photography.
Well, of course it did.
No, that's not always the case now. I mean, yeah, if you've seen it, you would think it would win, but it wasn't a slam dunk. Visual effects went to Interstellar.
Okay, I don't need time filling anymore. I don't need dead air to be filled.
No. You asked for it. You got it.
I did.
So, you know, a friend of mine sent me the winners, which means I don't have a reason to tape it tonight. I don't know why he did that. I need to get on him later. Anywho.
Anyway. Hey, Luke Mitchell's joining Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as an Inhuman.
Yes. Did they say what Inhuman he's going to be?
Lance, it seems.
Well, I hope that whatever they're doing for the second half of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, wait. Luke Mitchell will make his debut in this season as a charismatic Inhuman named Lincoln, who has an important role to play in Sky, understanding the true extent of her transformation.
I'm just saying, whatever they do on this show, I hope it extends to the Inhuman movie.
I believe it will.
I wonder who they would cast as to play Black Bolt.
I think Vin Diesel might do good.
Everybody thinks that, but he's already been in one movie. And that's talk about funny, okay? Vin Diesel, his voice is one of the things that he's known for, right?
Yeah.
So he gets cast in one role where he just says the same 3 words over and over. And then if he got Black Bolt, he would be in another role where he wouldn't say a word at all. Except maybe 1 or 2 words to kill somebody.
Huh. Well, I got some news. Spider-Man 2099 is coming to a close.
How many issues have been out of that so far?
8.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
It's the same Spider-Man from before, right?
Miguel O'Hara?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Miguel. Peter David and Will Sliney are closing out their time on the series. The book will end. But fear not, readers! They will be doing something new.
They're taking over Avengers 2099 type of book, spinning out of
Secret Wars. They will be doing Avengers 2099, where they will go up against, you guessed it, Alchemax. So, hey, fear not. There's a solicitation out for May 27th. Secret Wars 2099, number 1. When everything ends, it's time to go back to the future, revisit the world of 2099 and see it in a whole new light as characters who have never been before. who have never been seen before make their first appearances, including The Avengers 2099. Can the idea of Earth's mightiest heroes survive in a world where mega corporations rule with an iron fist? I'm a guess yes. But that's just me and what I think.
Boop. Now, I'm not totally clear on the 2099 Spider-Man. Like, how did he get his powers? Do you know?
Shit, I'm kind of blanking on that. I believe it was he had a similar DNA strand. Hold on.
I know, I didn't care.
Okay. Now I remember. Yellow Hera was a geneticist. Fucking. Who attempted to recreate the abilities of the original Spider-Man and suffered an accident that caused half his DNA to be written with the spider's genetic code.
So it seemed like it worked more than it didn't work.
Yeah, it actually did, yeah.
Why they call it an accident?
Well, it was accidental how it happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, in the lab. Shit happened. I was like, oh, no.
Well, I didn't care for the cartoon.
I like the book right now. I think it's one of the best books Marvel's doing.
So why the ending? Is it not selling enough?
I guess sales.
It's sad that books don't get a chance to gain readership over time. It's like if you're not selling out the gate, then you're canceled, and it's just wrong.
See, I actually talked to this about a friend last night. I actually have a good idea about how to properly do something like this. This strictly goes to DC and Marvel. DC and Marvel. Let new books run for a whole year. Let me finish. Let a brand new book go for a full year, and if the sales are good, there's enough good critical response and all that, and people are responding, and you're getting, and you know, again, sales are good, and the response is excellent, then you keep the book going. If not, then you end the book. That way, you totally tried something, and you get credit for it. Like, well,
I don't even think giving a year is giving a book a chance.
Really?
No.
What would you do then?
I mean, I don't know what I would do, but the problem is, as long as these companies are owned by bigger companies who care about the bottom line, you know, a book is never going to get enough word of mouth attraction to write itself. And then you got to remember, $4 a book, it's a lot for something that it takes you like 3 to 5 minutes to read. See, comic books is getting to that price point where it's going to destroy itself. Like I was so happy when I picked up my Avengers book and it said $3.99, because $4.99, that's just not part of the program. I'm not paying $4.99 for a book, not in this lifetime or the next. And from paying $4.99 for a book, it better be so thick and such a long read, and that's not going to happen either. They're going to give you the same 22-page book they always give you. I mean, like I said before, when prices go up on a book, they'll go up to 32 pages, sometimes 40, but then they'll slowly inch it back to it gets back to just 22 pages. And that's not worth $5. It's not worth $4, to be honest, for a 22-page book. And I don't even think these companies care about, like, let's be honest, Disney won't really care about publishing comic books. They care about owning these characters to use them in other properties. You know, merchandising and movies and...
Well, didn't you watch Spaceballs? It's all about merchandising. Merchandising.
Yeah, see, I like how you transitioned to that, the next story, which is Mel Brooks is talking about doing Spaceballs too.
He's confirmed he's writing it.
It's a little late. I mean, it was not late, but... I mean...
I really don't need a sequel to Spaceballs.
You know, we both know somebody who said they don't think Spaceballs is funny.
And that person's wrong.
And I mean,
it's their opinion, even if it's wrong.
No, I mean, he doesn't know a good movie if it fell out of the sky and hit him in the head.
Who is this person?
Who?
That we know.
His name is Rage.
Rage, you're fucking wrong.
He thinks Pootie Tang's a good movie, though.
Pootie Tang is actually kind of awfully entertaining.
No, Pootie Tang is a terrible movie that I watch every time.
It's so bad, it's good.
Right, it's bad, but it's not a good movie. And I watch it. I've watched it many, many, many times because it's such a train wreck.
There's a weird sense of enjoyment I get out of
Pootie. No, I get that. I we're on the same page. But no way I'm going to tell somebody Pootie Tang's a good movie. The Spaceball, that's a classic. I don't know if... Look. I trust Mel Brooks. I don't know if he's going to follow up with a good Spaceball sequel. And then, I mean, he should have spoofed the prequels. Like, he should have did that years ago. That would have been a good Spaceball 2 movie. I mean, if he's just going to base it off this one new Star Wars movie, that might not be enough material. But we'll see. We'll see.
Hopefully.
Did we talk about the new Ghostbusters casting?
No, we didn't.
Well, yes. So we're getting an all-female Ghostbuster movie.
Uh-huh.
Kristen Wiig, of course, she was going to be in any movie he was going to do. Melissa McCarthy, who, of course, is the darling of female comedy.
For now.
Yeah, that's what they're going with. Those are the two people you go with. And then you got two more Saturday Night cast members filling out the roster. Kate McKinnon, who's I think she's like the Gilda Radner of this time. She's really funny. And Leslie Jones, she's a hoot. You know Leslie Jones?
Yes.
You know who she is?
I not just say yes?
She's a big woman.
Yes, I know. Leslie Jones is a hilarious woman.
And so now let's see if they give them the right script. But of course, you know, Melissa McCarthy, she's gonna fall down a lot and
hit her head. Plop.
Because she's fat, so.
And there'll be fat jokes. Because she's fat.
That's what Melissa McCarthy is. She'll get her ass whipped too.
She's fat.
She'll get beat up a few times and she'll beat somebody up too. And she'll really tell somebody off. But her and Leslie Jones, they're going to tell somebody off. Trust me. He will tell somebody off in this movie. But can they make it work? Well, here's the thing. I've been wanting a Ghostbuster movies for a while, but
I think I kind of lost interest in another Ghostbusters movie over the years.
I think it's a franchise they should have been taking advantage of, and they just haven't.
Well, see, I personally think the best thing type of Ghostbusters after 2 has been the video game.
What do you thought about the cartoons?
Cartoons were okay.
Which cartoon did you like better?
I think the real Ghostbusters.
What old Ghostbusters you think will make a cameo?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
All right, so we got Ghostbusters out of the way. I'm glad you you're excited for Ghostbusters.
Eh. It's okay.
Now, let me tell you about my youth. You know, I like talking to you when I was a lowercase J. And one of the things that gave me comfort, that made me believe that anything is possible, as a little lad sitting in front of the black and white television, was Astro Boy. And now they're coming out with a live action Astro Boy movie, and I'm stoked.
Yes, a new film with the classic character is currently in development.
Yeah, I kind of like the cartoon that came out years ago, even though it wasn't fully Astro Boy. It was enjoyable enough. It was an Americanized version of it, but let's see what they do with a live action Astro Boy. I mean, Astro Boy bombs away. The little kid with a heart. Little robot kid with a heart. You know, Astro Boy is a tragic story. You do know that, right?
I am familiar with Astro Boy.
Just saying, like,
it is.
He was built because the original boy was died, and he was built to replace this doctor's son, and then the doctor disappeared, and he has abilities to help people and rescue workers and fight crime and take on monsters and stuff like that. But you know who's the ultimate hero?
Batman.
No. This is the ultimate hero. The hero of time. Okay? You know who the hero of time is, right?
Doctor Who?
No. Link. They're coming out with Netflix is developing a live action Legend of Zelda series. I like the sound of that. Because
I'm mixed.
Listen. The reason why I say this is because trying to do a 2-hour Zelda movie would fail. But if you can string out a 10 to 15 hour Zelda season, you can tell a nice complex story, have the action and adventure take place, and you know, have him take on all these creatures of Hyrule and rescue Zelda and take on Ganondorf, who's like the second baddest person next to Darth Vader, is Ganondorf. And you're not really a fan of Zelda, I can tell from the tone of your voice.
I am a Zelda fan. I love the fucking franchise. I think it's one of the first things that got me into video games. I'm just mixed on this whole idea of a live action Link show. I mean, it could work, but I'm just not too sure given how some video games have translated.
Yeah, but that's because you tried to take video games, right? A decent video game take what? How many hours to play?
Oh, so many.
Right. And then you try to whittle that down to hour and a half to 2-hour movie.
I think you could mine something from that. Like, you know, work it within the structure of a film or something.
But this, like I said, he can explore these underground things and fight off these creatures and still get a storyline with developed characters this way. I mean, trust me, it's better to do a series than to do a movie. It's like people thought that Watchmen should have been a series and not a movie. And I get that.
Well, I agree.
And then what's the other franchise that people think should be a series and not a movie?
There's so many.
Like Sandman.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Trust me, this could be a good thing. Could be a good thing.
Well, I'll wait on that. I mean, again, this could work. This really could. I would like to see. I would like a good Zelda show. I really would. Zelda's awesome.
Now, tell me about Lucifer.
Well, speaking of Sandman, Lucifer, from the Sandman comics, there was a rumor going around that he might begin his own TV show at Fox based off his part in the comics, like from Sandman, his own solo title. It's been greenlit. The Lucifer pilot has been greenlit pilot commitment from California Cation creator and executive producer Tom Capinos.
Mm-hmm.
It's being shot. Yeah, it's being shot and filmed in LA right now. And that's the news of that. This could work. I'm not too sure since they're bringing up something from Sandman, not trying to do Sandman themselves.
I'm not sure about Luther. I never read him. I mean,
Lucifer's pretty good to read.
Okay, I take your word for it. You know, I do trust some of the things you say, even though I won't let you know to your face that I trust what you're saying, because then it'll go to your head, and I don't want that. You know.
Well, that's good. That's probably best.
Yeah, I think so too. What do you think about the rumor that Marvel wants Angelina Jolie to direct the Captain Marvel movie?
I don't think Angelina Jolie's really that exceptional a director.
Well, you know, she got some praise for Unbroken.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that yet. But what I have seen of her directorial stuff is, it's fine, it's serviceable, it's okay. I'm not sure I have a more imaginative director with a Captain Marvel.
Well, they want a female to direct this. That's important.
No, I agree.
Who would you want? Do you want the Hurt Locker's director?
That'd be cool.
Give me some names.
Bigelow?
Yeah, give me some names. Do you want Sofia Coppola?
No. Don't bring Sofia Coppola into this.
I'm just coming up with some names. I mean, you know, Hollywood don't have a what about?
Okay, you know what? Ava DuVernay.
I was about to bring her up.
I would totally love if she did Captain Marvel. She did an amazing job with Selma, which is one of the best movies of last year.
Yes, but I don't think they would give her the opportunity. I think they want to go with somebody that's more well known. I think it would be bold to give her the chance. I think she would knock it out the park. I'm not saying Angelina Jolie wouldn't do a good job. Apparently, they would trust that she can. They wouldn't ask. They wouldn't be. The rumor wouldn't be that they want her to do it.
Well, that's very true.
You know, I think one of the reasons why they want.
Also, Angelina Jolie brings name appeal.
Right, and the person who ends up playing Carol Danvers may not be as big of a name.
That is also very, very true. By the way, I've heard some people say, why not Liam Thumb? I'm going to say no.
Why is that?
I don't care for Liam Thumb. I just don't think she's that good a director or a writer.
No one says you're writing it.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm not on the Lena Dunham love train, is all I'm saying.
No, you would make love to her. Yes, you would. See? I know you would. That's why you
I'm not going to David for that one response.
That's why you didn't respond.
She's fine looking. Whatever. If I were to sleep with her, hey, that's fine. It happens.
And she would rock your world. And so what do you think about Carrie Ann Moss joining
AKA Jessica Jones, yes. Which just started filming this week.
Yeah, a picture out of Kristen Ritter
on set
as Jessica Jones. I think she's a little on the thin side, but I think she's a good enough actress.
The pilot right now. She could bulk up during the production.
I think she's a good enough actress to that Marvel know what they're doing. We got the photos, first photos of the Atom came out in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the costume? What do you think of the suit?
I love it. Love it. Looks good.
Getting back to some football, you know, yeah, Chris Evans won his bet against Chris Pratt on the Super Bowl. So,
what's the course? Chris Pratt made good on the bet this week.
Yeah, well, they went and saw kids in the hospital in costume in both cities. So, good for them. Of course, Captain America always going to beat out Star-Lord. Anyway, enough rubbing salt into the wounds. Because I am I'm a sole winner. What did you see? Did you like the Inside Out trailer?
Yeah, I liked it.
Pixar, you need to really come back strong this year. I mean, you didn't come out last year. Your last couple efforts weren't that great. Monsters University was cool, but Cars 2 stunk, and Brave was okay.
I like Brave.
Brave wasn't Up and WALL-E and Toy Story and that quality. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Disney proper has been putting out better films as of late. So whatever Pixar has in store, they really need to bring it this season, this year.
Oh, great.
Now, what I saw from Inside Out, I think looks good. I don't know, if it's going to be a good movie, but I can only hope. Now, you're a Heroes fan, right?
I was.
Yeah, you was. I jumped off that train after the first episode.
I jumped off that halfway through season two.
And there's a reason I don't want to get into over the air why the first episode turned me off. But it did. And so now Heroes Reborn, the new trailer came out for that. You think they are going to correct the problems of the old season, or is just going to do the same old, same old?
I don't know. It was like a 15-second teaser.
No, I'm just asking you to speculate.
I don't know. I'm not really that interested, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
It's just, what? You're asking me. Jeez. I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm just not that interested in Heroes Reborn because I thought Heroes lost its interest to me really quick after its stellar first season. You asked for opinion. I gave it.
I expect you to give a better opinion.
Well, that's... Hey, you asked for an honest opinion? I gave you an honest opinion.
Now,
you gotta deal with it.
Okay, more news. Marvel did confirm that Andy Serkis is playing Ulysses Klaue in the Avengers Age of Ultron. So it won't be long before the Black Panther whips his ass. Good casting, would you say?
Oh, great casting, I'd say.
And you think when he becomes the Klaue, that it'll be mocap or just him in a costume?
Could be a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe mocap, maybe.
Well, he's supposed, you know, the Klaue is made of sound, so.
Yeah, mocap.
Disney's doing their first Latina princess. It's about time. You know, it's taken them 100 years, but they finally got around to it.
Yay!
Her name is Elena. She should be making her debut in 2016. She'll debut on a special episode of Sophia the First on the network. I guess that'll translate to a movie. It's all about diversity, Disney. You need it. Okay? You need a lot of it. Just saying. Everybody spends their money in Disney World. Want a little more diversity. What do you think about Terry Crews wanting to play the Silver Surfer?
I think that's cool.
What about me? Why can't I get the role?
You are not an actor.
I could act.
You are not as charismatic. You know,
that's the role I was born for.
Okay, you are not as charismatic as Terry Crews.
That don't mean I can't do the role of the Silver Surfer, though.
Are you on a top-rated Fox sitcom every Sunday night?
No, but, I mean, sometimes you gotta discover new talent. Sometimes you gotta discover new talent. And why can't you I thought you was my friend, man. Why can't you believe in me?
I've never seen you act. I gotta go experience.
I'm just saying, this would be the role of a lifetime. This is what I would act for.
You would just be playing yourself.
Exactly. I'm glad you realized that. Superman is getting new powers in Superman 38. Did that come out yet?
I read it.
So what is his new powers?
Solar flare.
That just comes out of all pores of his body, huh?
Well, let me bring the article up. It's very it's easy to explain.
So he's basically releasing that solar energy his body stores, like he does with his heat.
Yes, the solar energy that comes out through his ocular beams. Okay, that you know his eyes. And it's like in case of real danger use. Once he uses it, he's unconscious for like 24 hours, and it turns him human.
All right, so he better make sure that whoever he's using that against is going to get the job done. Well,
yes, and I will say issue 38 was damn good.
Well, I have not been to the store, so I have not picked up any of my books this week. Been a little under the weather.
Aren't you going to the store to see Walking Dead tonight?
No, I'm under the weather.
Okay.
I hope to resume going to the store for Walking Dead next week. What do you think about Felicity Jones in talks of doing a Star Wars standalone picture?
Pretty cool. Hope that happens.
What kind of role would she play?
I guess a lead role.
No. That's not what I mean. Like, what kind of character? Would she be like
a Jedi, maybe?
Yeah, I'm saying, would she be a Jedi? Would she be some kind of...
I'm going to guess Jedi, just for the sake of guessing.
Would she be like like somebody from Naboo?
I'm going to stick with Jedi. That's honestly my best guess.
They're doing an animated Animal Crackers. Do you care?
What?
An animated Animal Crackers.
Don't care.
I didn't think you would care. You should, but I knew you wouldn't.
So, I think there are about three last bits of news I think we need to get to.
Yeah, well, what do you think about Disney considering a Marvel Star Wars subscription video service?
That's pretty cool.
Think they got enough in the library to do something like that?
I think they do.
Would you spend your money?
Too bad I can't afford monthly stuff, or you know, monthly subscriptions outside of comics.
Did you watch the trailer for the Black Vortex? Have you started reading that yet?
Yeah, and I read the first issue of the event today.
Was it any good?
Oh, it's really good.
Because I read one review where they didn't give it a high mark.
Pretty good. It does its job as a nice setup.
I posted a video on YouTube for the Black Vortex. This has to do with Star-Lord's dad going nuts, right?
Yep.
And Thane, how did Thane get involved with this?
His dad got recruited Thane.
Right. So does Thane, is Thane evil or Thane just doesn't Like, he doesn't know what he wants to be yet.
Could you repeat that? You kind of came in kind of fuzzy.
Is Thane evil, or he doesn't know what he wants to be yet?
He's about. It seems like he's about to become evil.
Which means he could change, because he has both good and evil in him. You know, being that his pappy is the one of the most evil people in the universe. But he has a...
I believe he's about to become evil due to what the Black Vortex does to people.
Well, we'll see. I'm going to try to read it, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I think the opposite is going to happen. Now, of course, Jordan, we need to have an intervention. Because what? I don't know why you made yourself look like the Red Skull.
I didn't do it.
Somebody did.
Why would I want to look like a goddamn Nazi?
Someone had his nose altered to look like the Red Skull's nose.
Yes, they did.
And I can't talk about this no more. It's just ridiculous.
So, again, there are three stories I think left needs to tackle.
Okay, since you want to take control, what stories are that?
Teen Titans roster.
Yes, live action Teen Titans rosters. Go!
Robin, Batgirl, Hawk and Dove, Raven, Starfire. Hey, Surfer. Missing those from... two names were missing.
Yes, yeah, Cyborg.
Yeah, and the other.
Kid Flash?
Yeah, Cyborg and Beast Boy.
Oh, Beast Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I know I get why Cyborg is missing, because he's going to be part of the whole Justice League. And I think he'll get a standalone.
Okay, movie I'll say this. I think Beast Boy could be a setup for later seasons if they get it. But once again, Teen Titans is still in only pilot commitment right now.
Starfire and Raven, they'd be interesting characters. Hawk and Dove, I don't know why. They're not Titans.
Well, they've been involved with the Titans
before. I know, but that's not who you think of when you think of Teen Titans.
No, I agree.
And the Robin we're going to get is Dick Grayson, who will become Nightwing.
Yarp.
Man, Tim Drake, man, he is not getting any respect at all. I mean,
he is the best Robin.
He's getting, like, forgotten. He's getting Wally West.
Two of the best characters ever.
It's like, okay, it's like, every time they do Robin, they always go back to Dick Grayson. You never go to do Damian. They don't want to do Tim Drake. He's not showing up in the cartoons. This is just damn disrespectful.
I agree. It's some bullshit. Tim Drake's a great character. He is the best Robin. He is Bruce Wayne's adopted father. I'm so passionate I can't get my fucking words correct. And also, Wally West. D Flash to me. I still love Barry Allen. I got mad respect and love for Barry Allen. He's great, but he ain't no Wally West.
That's true.
Stop trying to shit on them, DC. Stop. Why? They are characters that got people into comics. Shit. What the fuck?
So what else? What are the last couple of news articles?
Well, you mentioned Carrie Ann Moss, but you neglected to mention a Marvel character was casted. A.K.A. Jessica Jones. Hellcat.
Yeah, Hellcat. Okay.
Betsy Walker, A.K.A. Hellcat, being played by Rachel Taylor.
I thought it was Patsy Walker.
What?
I thought her name was Patsy.
Yeah, I said Patsy.
You said Betsy.
Oh, but okay, well then I fucked up. Patsy Walker.
Is she gonna be the Hellcat who's actually the Devil's daughter, or that's just gonna be her name and no tie to actually?
This is what Melissa Rosenberg, show creator, showrunners and producers said, "The character is a star and a powerhouse. It required an actress who is both. Rachel's all that and more. Rachel's ability to embody a character that
Who'd you say was playing her?
Rachel Taylor. Aren't you listening to your own show?
No, I didn't hear you say Rachel Taylor. I heard you say Rachel.
I said Rachel Taylor.
Okay. I didn't hear
anyway. Rachel's ability to embody a character that must balance both the darker and lighter elements of our series will provide a perfect emotional anchor for Jessica Jones. Jeff Loeb added. Also, Rachel blew us away with her grounded, humanizing take on Triss, yet adding another layer to the complex emotional story we're telling. I don't believe it's going to be involving demons.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but...
Nope. What? But hey, can't win them all. And Surfer, this last bit of news. X-Men's coming to Fox. On TV.
Wait. Is it a done deal?
Well, some reports are sounding like it.
Because, Fox doesn't have the TV rights to X-Men.
No, they don't. Fox is trying to get an X-Men show off the ground. They've been trying to get a live-action X-Men show going off the ground for a few years now.
I don't have no confidence in them. I don't.
Really?
Not for a TV show, no. Because, one, they're going to skimp on the budget. And it's not going to tie into any movies. And... all I have to hear is Fox TV, and I'm already doubting it.
But these are the same people bringing you your precious Gotham.
And we've talked about Gotham. See, you think it's terrible. I don't think it's terrible. I just think it has potential, and I think they do some good things about it, and they do some bad things. So... If they do that with X-Men, then we're in the same conundrum. Same situation. I want quality. I want Arrow. I want Flash. I want Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I want Peggy Carter. I want that. I want
Constantine.
Yeah, I want stuff to pop. Pop, pop.
All right, Magnitude, calm down.
So, that's all I'm saying.
I'll get you on that.
That's all I'm saying. So.
I want quality stories too. And that'll do it this week.
You seen Kingsman this weekend?
Hell yeah. I just read Secret Service.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was the book?
Damn good book.
Well, the movie's excellent.
I can't wait to see it. Am I gonna love it?
You should. I don't know if the book's gonna influence you not to love it, but I know I had a good time.
Hey, you know what a whore I am for spy stories.
I had a good time watching it.
Alright, well, let's pay some bills.
Oh man. Okay. Hold on. How do I pay the bills? Okay. Gotta go back to memory. Okay.
It's on the dock.
Me. Do you want to see all the fine shows we have here at Rant EM Radio every week? Starting with your number one show for comic book news, reviews, and entertainment. The What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Every Saturday night at 11 p.m. is the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Let's you talk about everything to do with wrestling. Fridays is your episode of the Lex Experience. Thursdays, you get a new episode of the Rexplex, followed by Rant and Wrestling. Every Thursday, starting at 7 and 9. Wednesdays at 9 p.m., it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave, where they go through the current and their way back. And, of course... Last but not least, it's that Double A bringing you the Rant every Tuesday, 8 p.m. They go all the wrestling news. And sometimes a recap Raw is worth talking about. And more shows are headed this way. We're getting a couple of Monday shows coming on the air soon in the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Join the Rant EM Radio group page on Twitter. Also, follow the What Are You Reading comic book page on Facebook. Did I say Twitter, the last one? Sorry.
No.
The group page is on Facebook. Our page is on Facebook. You can follow
us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter.
I'm at Joe Woco, JOWOCO.
And I'm Silver Surfer 4FOR. And, of course, I'm on Skype at Silver Surfer _Forever. You want to talk comic books. But sometimes Skype, I get requests for people. And it's just, it always claims to be some 23-year-old female wanting to just talk. And that's not what I'm about. I like females. But I ain't trying to just talk to random people I don't know. I mean, unless you are a fan of our show and you want to talk to us about comic books, then cool, you can do that. But
totally.
So did I forget anything?
Nope.
So let's see. It's about 7 o'clock. A couple more hours before Walking Dead.
And I need to get me some food.
Are you watching any award shows tonight?
No, because it's the Grammys.
You're not watching the BAFTAs either?
No.
Why, because they Brits?
No, because there's... no, because I'm already busy. I actually got to go get dinner and actually head into work.
Let's see. Some Marvel movies are coming on tonight. Captain America, First Avengers on. 8 o'clock, Marvel's Avengers on TBS. I didn't, you know, they just stoned Avengers on cable, regular cable TV like a week or two ago.
Uh-huh. But I know it's been on FX.
Yeah, I know. FX. Now they showed it on TBS. And BAFTAs is coming on BBC America. And you're not watching it.
No, there's going to be... No, Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Simpsons are going to be on at the same time.
Don't you have a DVR?
No, I don't.
Well, you can watch Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1.
That's okay, right, we're going to cut this off now.
You can watch...
I quit.
You do?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Ha! You're not... You can't get rid of me, old pal. I'm internal.
So now that the show's over, let's go over in depth that Super Bowl win from last week.
Okay, and that's been the What Are You Reading comic book show for this week. We are so sorry we have to go, but we have personal lives outside of the show.
It's about honor. It's about respect. You win this, you will be honored. Your children will be honored. Your families will be honored.
I'll be honored if you stop right now.
Listen, I watched that on Inside the NFL. That brought a tear to my eye, man. It's just... Interception! And the Patriots going to win! It's a good feeling. See, I got to go out and buy me a championship hat.
You didn't do this already?
No, I've been under the weather. I got to get me Sports Illustrated magazine before it sells out. Then, of course, I'll order the DVD collection. So, life is good. And then we'll repeat next year. Maybe we'll beat up on Green Bay next year. You know, that could be the sacrificial lamb. That's fine.
Oh, that's adorable. You think that's how it's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, once we get on that roll, man, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us. So, if you had that taste of victory... Good night, Jordan.
Good night.
Slow down.
And it's old age.
It's not old age. I got too much porn on it. It takes up a lot of hard drive space.
Jesus, yeah. Dude. Yeah, stop. I told you, once you're whacking it, delete it.
I don't whack. archive it. It's for archive. People know what we watched. I'm doing research.
So good night, everybody. Once again.
Wait. Come on now. I'm not gonna be able to. I'm having trouble with.
People don't want to hear this shit.
No, I want to end the show, but. The program for connecting to the internet is acting up, and I don't know what to do. It's not responding. What is this?
This is bullshit.
All right, first of all, I'll end this show officially, but then, so anyway, thanks for listening. We appreciate, here we go. So we appreciate your support and service. Peace.